You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
How y'all doing out there? Are you doing good? You feeling energetic? I hope so. You know, it's funny. I'm looking at this article here saying women who take birth control are actually doing themselves a disservice because they're finding partners who are less attractive and worse in bed. Really? Where did they come up with this? They said this is a study done from the Stirling University in Scotland, found that 1,000 women who were on the pill were less likely to separate. They had longer relationships, but they reported less sexual satisfaction and less satisfied with the aspects of their relationship. I don't get that. It doesn't make sense. Now, they think they understand why. They think that what happens is when you're ovulating and in nature, you're trying to find a mate, okay? You're going to find somebody that's not similar to you. You're going to find somebody dissimilar because you don't want to find someone who's genetically similar to you because then that could cause progeny that has multiple medical issues. So when you're ovulating and you're not on the pill and you're not suppressed, you're going to be a little bit more on the hunt. You're going to find more of an alpha male. You're going to find, you know, somebody that seems to attract you more. And you're going to find somebody that's kind of dissimilar to you. But they say if you're on the pill, again, this is their theory. They say if you're on the pill, women are going to just kind of want to, you know, be in kind of a lack of, you know, just, you know, kind of a relaxed type of relationship. And, you know, it doesn't matter to them how sexy because their sex drive is kind of down on the pill. I don't know if I believe this. I don't know. And I mean, I'm looking at the study. Maybe I just don't get it. But what I do know is women on the pill, yes, it can decrease your sex drive. Absolutely. Because you're not ovulating. You know, the whole purpose of the birth control pill is to suppress your ovulatory axis, your FSH and your LH, you know, because basically when you, what a woman's cycle, for those of you that really don't understand women, the woman's cycle, right, you have your period. Now, the period starts day one. Everybody thinks the period is at the end of the cycle, like at the end of the month. No. First day of the period. Okay, for those, and you guys may want to take notes because then maybe you'll understand your woman better. Because I know a lot of you are like, oh, the end of the month's not coming up for a while, so we're good. Guys, it's not the end of the month, okay? Periods are day one. Now, I'm not talking like September 1, October 1, November 1. A woman's cycle, which, by the way, rules the house, okay? If you think the solar calendar or you go by the lunar calendar rules your world, it's your woman's calendar, okay? I'm just going to tell you that right now. Just go with it. Don't fight it. Don't buck it. Go with it. So day one is your period. Let's say your period is 5 days or 7 days. Fine. Then that's day seven, okay? Then, you know, the FSH, the follicle stimulating hormone, slowly starts to build up and then boom, it peaks. The follicle stimulating hormone, by about day, I should say maybe 12 to 14, is triggering your ovary to shoot out an egg. Okay, follicle stimulating hormone wants you to stimulate a follicle to shoot out, so you ovulate. Then, after you've ovulated, your luteinizing hormone starts to go up, and then you start building up your progesterone. When the progesterone falls, then you have your period. Okay, that's a very, very simplified cycle. All right, and then you have, so then basically day 30, as the progesterone is dropping, your progesterone drops before you bleed. You need the progesterone to hold on to the uterus lining. Now, if you get pregnant, then you don't have that drop in your progesterone, and then you end up maintaining the progesterone. You maintain a nice, juicy home for the baby, and then the baby gets to grow and everybody's happy. But if you aren't pregnant, then you have to shed the lining, and that's when you have your period, and it starts all over again. So when you take the birth control pill, you're taking hormones to prevent your FSH and your LH surge, And then you have to take dummy pills. And you take these dummy sugar pills at the end such that you start to lower your progesterone so that you can have a period. And then you take the estrogen and the progesterone. A lot of them are combos. So such that you end up, you not bleed. And you, again, being on that very regular cycle of hormones prevents you, hopefully, from ovulating. So that's kind of how birth controls work. Again, that's a very, very simplified version. I'm trying to put 2 years of medical school into 5 minutes. But you see, what's interesting is a lot of women, their happy week is when they have that estrogen surge and they ovulate. All right. You know, when I was growing up, we kind of called it a happy week. I don't know what you guys call it, but that's when you are the most amorous. And you're the most amorous because nature wants you to get pregnant during your happy week. And so, and sometimes it's not a whole week. You may only ovulate for a day or two. Usually you ovulate one egg from one ovary, and then the next month it's the other ovary. Sometimes you could ovulate two eggs. Two eggs could come out. And if they both get pregnant, that's when you get fraternal twins. Whereas if you have one egg that later divides, then you get identical twins. But, you know, you're supposed to be the most amorous during that week when you ovulate, which is why if you're suppressing that ovulation and you're suppressing that estrogen surge and you just kind of have that, you know, regular constant low dose estrogen, you don't seem to be as amorous. So you don't seem to be as much on the hunt. And so, you know, you end up losing sex drive, et cetera. Sometimes you could get moody. Sometimes you could get headaches. Sometimes you could get constipated. Sometimes you could gain weight. Sometimes that constant flow of hormones causes, you know, women to eat more. So, you know, for some people, we really, really do well. One lady a couple hours ago early on the show was asking about Depo-Provera. Depo-Provera is all progesterone. And so when you just give all progesterone, either you could bleed the whole time or you won't bleed. I've seen a lot of weight gain. I've seen a lot of acne. But you're suppressing your ovulation and you're suppressing your estrogen. And when you suppress your estrogen, you could end up starting to have loss of bone. So we don't really, I don't like to use a progesterone only long term. There's some people that just don't tolerate estrogen, so we have to do it. But, all right, so that's that in a nutshell. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show and your emails.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 13th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at 1668.40. 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,709.93, $854.96 for a half ounce, or $427.48 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,709.93, $854.96, and $427.48.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid, the matches are safe inside, and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought a woman with me. No woman would be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee. I'm in the shade and somewhere to be.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want me to live?
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI, or your emails at drdahlia.com, and we will be getting to some of your emails. We got some good ones today. So interesting, in medical news today, they said materialism may erode marriage, or marriages where the both spouses are very into materialistic things have less satisfaction, more conflicts, and more chance of divorce. Really? Apparently, researchers collected, quote-unquote, relationship assessments out of questionnaires of about 1,700 married couples, and it covered topics of satisfaction and communication and stability, etc. They said non-materialistic couples were about 10 to 50% better off than those that base some of their happiness on materialistic items. Well, duh. Really? Duh. And really, 10 to 15%. All right, now, they say not all materialism is black and white. It may not be just fancy cars or fancy houses. Some of it is people who wanted to pursue their fortune or fame or whatnot. And then, you know, from what I understand, you know, if one partner is disappointed that they haven't been able to achieve what they want to, then isn't that what a midlife crisis is? Don't they go through a midlife crisis and then they're like, well, I can't believe I'm in my 40s and 50s and, you know, I haven't accomplished what I want to. I'm not where I want to be. So then they go and start spending money and they get a Corvette or, you know, start picking up, you know, babes or the women. You know, maybe she turns into a cougar. I don't know. But, you know, it's interesting because, you know, these studies that come out, they're almost rehashing the same thing that we have seen year after year, decade after decade. Like, remember the vegetables we were talking about the other day, where vegetables may turn off a gene, and this gene is what causes heart disease. So if you eat fruits and vegetables, especially raw, it helps turn off the gene. We've been talking about eating fruits and vegetables for years, for decades, to help prevent heart disease. Yet, you know, new stories come out, new research comes out, and it's the same thing. It's the same story, right? But, you know, a new tweak to it. You know, it's interesting. When I was in high school, I was in a literary class, one of my English classes, and the professor said, if you think about it, there's only 11 stories that exist, that have always existed throughout the world. Just 11 stories. Boy meets girl, falls in love, bad guy does this. And he said, if you really look at the movies and the books, and you look at the skeleton of the story, it's the same storyline. Spider-Man, Superman, same storyline, but they add a lot of little corollaries. They add different, you know, action scenes. You know, maybe they turn left, maybe they turn right. But if you really look at the skeleton of the story, it seems to be the same thing. Either the couple will get together at the end, or the couple will go apart. The bad guy will prevail, or the bad guy won't. And it's the same story. And he said there's 11. Now, I don't know if I've come up with the 11, but, you know, when you really think about it, movie after movie, whether it's Rocky, you know, I mean, you know, somebody doing well, then they get cocky, then they fail, they have to lose, then they regroup, and then they win again. That's the same thing. Remember Spider-Man 2? Superman. Superman 2, he got cocky, he wanted to be with Lois Lane, and I guess he couldn't have sex with her unless he wasn't Superman anymore, so he gave up being Superman, and then he was weak. And then he got beat up in the diner, and then the three bad guys that were stuck in the glass started to ruin the world, so then he had to try to be Superman again, and then he beat the bad guys. You see, it's the same story. Same story. And I think that's what we're seeing in medicine, honestly. Now, I don't want my bosses to know that, because then, you know, I'm not going to be on the radio. But, you know, if you ever think that some of these stories sound familiar, you know, it's not because you're listening to a rerun. I mean, you could be listening to a rerun. I don't know. Right now, it's not a rerun because I'm live. But I really think I really think we've known all along what we need to do. In one of my shows, I read to you all predictions. I believe it was the famous Women's Journal, Women's Home Journal. And it was written in 1900. And they were predicting what life would be like in the year 2000, back in the 1900s. They predicted that man would be taller, which happened. They predicted that there would be silver cylindrical tube-like structures transporting people around, and that's true. We later had cars and locomotives and, you know, maybe spaceships, etc. They predicted that there would be community gymnasiums, and people would actually exercise for fun. They predicted that would be something. They also predicted that schools would eventually require some sort of activity and possibly have a gymnasium on their grounds. They predicted that. And, I mean, it's right. You know, I mean, back then you would think, why would you exercise? You know, we have no cars. We have horses. You know, we have to walk to the town. But they were correct. They also predicted, gosh, I need to find it and post it on my website or on my Facebook. They also predicted that fruit would be very large. They thought a strawberry would be grown to the size that would feed a whole family like a turkey. Now, strawberries haven't gotten that big, but how did they know our food would get bigger? How did they know that? How did they predict this? So amazing predictions. But I think we've always known what really needs to be done with our bodies, what we need to do, what we need to stay away from. And, you know, yes, there's little quirks. You know, tobacco came into play then soda, you know, artificial sweeteners came before that because of World War II. I think even World War I, they might have used artificial sweeteners because they had to, you know, substitute for sugar. So there's going to be little corollaries, but it's going to be the same story, people. Fruits and vegetables, getting your rest, being loved, being in a good relationship, respecting yourself, respecting a higher source if you're spiritual. That's always been an underlying theme. Okay, and people that don't believe in God, that's, you know, that's fine too. But having some sort of sense of morality, and it's been the underlying theme all these years, all these decades, all these centuries. And, you know, just having respect for yourself and taking care of yourself and taking care of others. It's going to be the same story, people. You know, hopefully I can entertain you, you know, with little corollaries to this, but it's going to be the same story. All right. Now, this is very interesting, all right? Now, I don't know what story this falls into, but there's an American that has no arms and no legs, okay? He was born without limbs. I mean, I think he was born with thighs, and he was born with humeruses, but no, it stopped at the elbow and it stopped at the knee. It's called congenital amputation. And he is going to climb Mount Kilimanjaro without using any prosthetic limbs. Nobody's going to carry him. He's 25-year-old Kyle Maynard. He plans to ascend to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro, and it is going to be something he has never even done. I mean, he's a quadriplegic. He's going to do it without his prostheses. I believe there's going to be rubber bicycle tires attached with heavy-duty tape, and that's going to be the only barrier between him and the earth, okay, because otherwise he's going to get scratched up. And he is going to scoot himself up this mountain. Absolutely amazing. Now, joining him will be former U.S. military members, also with injuries from shrapnel and also post-traumatic stress. So that's interesting. So he's going to have people that are going to help him. But interesting that there's going to be men and women from the United States Armed Forces. I think that's absolutely amazing that somebody would do that. Just, you know, wow. Okay, we're going to be coming up on break, but one story I want to get to before we do that is, if we're going through some medical headlines, a lot of cool advancements. They think they're going to be able to come up with a chlamydia vaccine. Again, we know gonorrhea is becoming super gonorrhea and resistant to a lot of bacteria, but right now, chlamydia, its sister infection, they believe they're going to be able to come up with a vaccine, which would be great. Vaccinate people against chlamydia, the number one most common STD, prevent pelvic inflammatory disease, prevent infertility. Great, so that's coming around the bend. Another thing they think is going to come around the bend is a medication to slow down cataracts. Our lenses in our eyes start to get cloudy as we age. This, I don't know if it would help congenital cataracts, babies born with it, but as we age, when our lenses start to get cloudy, they believe they're going to develop a drug, whether it's in pill form or drop form, that will slow the progression of cataracts, possibly even cure us from it. Wonderful. Also, they found that men who are recalcitrant to certain prostate cancer therapies may actually do well with estrogen. They found that there's certain estrogen receptors that cause cancer cells to commit suicide. If they're able to do this, then men may be able to fight prostate cancer. I don't know if men are going to want to take estrogen, but it's definitely worth a try. When we come back, more medical updates and your emails on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. All right, let's go to your emails. Doctor, I have to take a flight to New Zealand. What should I do for sleep? And what's the safest thing to take to restore my sleep cycle? Well, I don't know if you're going to really restore your sleep cycle. I mean, I don't know how long you're going to be in New Zealand for. But, you know, here's the thing. That's a very, very long flight. So, you know, I get a lot of patients, they come in saying they want something for sleep. You know, some will take a Tylenol PM, you know, or one of these over-the-counter medicines that has Tylenol and Benadryl or Benadryl with it. The thing with Benadryl is your sleep onset could be a few hours. You may not fall asleep right away, and then you could be very, very groggy. But, you know, on a very long flight, You know, it's an easy medication to use. You know, personally, I don't like to take sleep medications on a flight because I have young kids. So I need to be awake for them. So I don't like to sleep on a plane. I never really do. I'm usually awake. Maybe I'm not off accidentally. But it's just, and my kids aren't really that young. But, you know, they're like, Mommy, you know, I got to go to the bathroom. Mom, you know, I want a drink. You know, all right, rum and Coke, fine. Yeah. So I just want to make sure I'm awake and my kids aren't doing anything they're not supposed to. You know, running around the plane, trying to open the door, et cetera. And now a lot of my patients will ask for Ambien. You know, Ambien is a very quick-acting sleep medication. And, you know, it'll give you, you know, 6 hours sleep, 8 hours sleep. Some people, they'll wake up pretty quickly from it, which is why the company had to come up with Ambien CR. Ambien CR is the one that's dual-coded. The reason why is the original Ambien, some people would complain that sleepwalk, I guess a mother woke up, wrapped her kids up, you know, woke the kids up, had them get dressed for school in the middle of the night, started taking them to school and then hit a pole. I think everybody was okay and lived. But, I believe what happened is the company then had to make a formulation that was dual coded where you start metabolizing the first coat. And if you start to wake up in a few hours because it's so short acting, you start hitting the second coat. You know, before you could wake up, you're still asleep, and then you wake up 8 hours later. So, you know, I know a lot of people ask for that. Many of my patients do really well with the older version of Ambien. But here's the thing, you know, you really want to test it out before you do the flight. You want to know if you're going to be groggy afterwards. You want to know how much it puts you to sleep. Does it just knock you out completely? Valium, a lot of people like the benzodiazepines, like the Valiums, the Ativans, the Xanaxes. Again, those relax you, but again, I don't want you drinking. You know, I mean, if you want to drink on the plane, I don't want you drinking with a sleeping medicine or drinking with a benzodiazepine. It's not a good mix, not a good mix at all. So I would, you know, so those are probably some of the most common things they use. Again, Ambien or Lunesta also is another sleeping aid. We use those a lot of times for people with shift disorder or that have jet lag just because it helps you fall asleep. But again, I don't want you on that long term. Okay. No, great question. Doctor, what does it mean if your tooth feels funny when you drink something cold? Okay, so if you drink something cold and then you have an issue with your tooth, the first thing I think of is your enamel is wearing off. And so sometimes when you get that, we use some extra strong fluoride toothpaste. Of course, don't do that without seeing a dentist. I want you to see a dentist, get evaluated, make sure you're not having a cavity, make sure there's nothing wrong, you know, with the root, nothing wrong with your gums, infection. But sometimes that means that there's something wrong with the enamel. Sometimes that could also mean you could have cracked the tooth. So absolutely, you want to get that looked at. All right. No, great questions, guys. Let's keep going. Doctor, I get a pain in my upper right stomach area. I don't have insurance. I'm 45 years old, and it used to hurt once in a while, but now it hurts all the time. What's the most financially reasonable way to get this checked out? Okay, so if you look at your stomach area and you cut it into four corners, the right upper stomach, what you have up there is your liver. We call it abdominal area, okay? So your right abdominal area, that upper corner, has your liver, it has gallbladder. Part of your stomach may go into that area and some of your small intestines. If you look at the left side, you have your stomach, you have your spleen, small intestine, some of your large intestine. Then the bottom, you have bladder there, you have ovaries, large intestine, some of your small intestine, et cetera. So the right upper... Oh, sorry, we're hearing some noise. Sorry about that. So the right upper quadrant would be probably gallbladder. It's the first thing I think of. However, you could also have also your pancreas is kind of in the center. So if you have pancreas issues, that could hurt. And if you have an ulcer, you could sometimes feel it on the right. Sometimes you could feel that in the center. So my suggestion would be an ultrasound. Ultrasounds aren't that expensive. It'll look at the gallbladder, look at the liver pretty well. But if that doesn't show you what it needs to show you, then the doctor may have to order a CAT scan. I know that's kind of expensive. You should also do some blood work. I would recommend, you know, blood count, comprehensive panel that looks at your liver and your kidneys, a pancreas test to look at the pancreas. To look for ulcers, very difficult, even though there's a test to do to look for H. pylori, which is a bacteria that may cause ulcers. Whether you're positive or not, that still doesn't tell us if you have an ulcer. And unfortunately, if your ultrasound is fine, and your scans are fine, and your blood work is fine, somebody may have to go in with a scope and take a look at the stomach lining. Look at the esophagus. You know, the esophagus is your feeding tube that goes into the stomach. We've talked about this a lot because the esophagus is the area that can start getting damaged from a lot of acid reflux. That's the organ that kind of hurts when you, get your heartburn. And even though a study today came out that Barrett's esophagus, the change of the lining, even though that is a risk factor for esophageal cancer, and sometimes that is the step before esophageal cancer, they found that if you do have that Barrett's esophagus, we used to think you had a 30 to 40 chance increase, you know, risk increase to go into esophageal cancer. Now they found, Denmark's researchers have found that you're more 11 times as likely. Still high, but not as high, because we used to freak everybody out who had Barrett's esophagus. Oh my gosh, you're going to get esophageal cancer. And no, not all of them are going to turn to esophageal cancer. The Barrett's esophagus happens because the acid comes up from the stomach, starts to damage the lining of the esophagus, which isn't built for acid, like the stomach lining is. And then you start getting these changes. And then the skin can't handle it anymore, and it starts becoming cancerous. As it becomes cancerous, it spreads pretty quickly, and most people don't get it diagnosed because they think they're just having heartburn. They just think it's, you know, typical heartburn, you know. On that subject, Fox News had a great list of 11 signs that you might need heartburn medication. Now, again, some of these signs, remember, like chest pain. You know, chest pain, you got to make sure it's not the chest. You got to make sure it's not the heart, hands down. But that may be a sign of heartburn. If the pain worsens while you're resting, while you're lying down, the acid's coming up, again, that could be heartburn. If you're having pain after you eat, of course, could be more heartburn. With this one particular listener who wrote that it's kind of hurting all the time, that could be gallbladder, that could be ulcer, that could be pancreas, but it could also be heartburn. Heartburn could hurt all the time if you're getting erosions on your esophagus. If you're going hoarse, if you're losing your voice and you're getting hoarse, that could be a sign of acid reflux and heartburn, because as you lie down, the acid goes up and the acid changes the pH environment around your vocal cords. Some of the acid even touches the vocal cords, can make you hoarse. Sore throat, just the same. When you wake up in the morning, you got a sore throat, you got horrible breath, you're hoarse. Again, that could be because of the acid reflux. Cough. A lot of people with a chronic cough will check their lungs, will check them for asthma, but it could also be heartburn and acid reflux, because as you lie down, the acid could go up and then fall back into your lungs, or it could irritate and cause a tickle in your throat. That goes to also say asthma. You know, a lot of you with asthma may actually have heartburn at the same time. If you're chronically nauseous, that's also a sign of heartburn. If you have extra saliva, if you salivate more, that could be a sign of heartburn because, of course, your saliva is trying to, you know, wash out the esophagus and try to, you know, because the acid is an irritant, you know, it's trying to dilute and neutralize. And if you're having problems swallowing, what that could be, and we've talked about esophageal strictures, you're getting scar tissue in the lower esophagus, and that prevents you from being able to eat. So that's also an issue. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't decline. Declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Medical Talk Radio. Remember, you can call in with your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or your emails at drdahlia.com. And, of course, you can follow us on Twitter. I like this email. Dr. Dahlia, I like my wine. I was just prescribed Zocor for cholesterol. What medications can we not drink with alcohol? Well, Zocor, you see, cholesterol medication, here's the thing. I don't think any of them you could drink alcohol with. I doubt you'll have any doctor say, you know what, it's okay to drink alcohol with your cholesterol medicine. No doctor's gonna say that. Because remember, all it takes is something happening to you And, you know, you could say, yeah, but the doctor said I could drink alcohol. In fact, the doctor said I could take it with a swig. And that doctor could lose his license. Now, but I tell you, it's frustrating because, you know, a lot of practitioners will say, look, sorry, just no alcohol at all. And, I mean, I have to admit, it's not realistic. You know, a lot of you have jobs where it requires you, go to a dinner meeting and somebody gets a bottle of wine for the table. And in some countries, you know, like if you're in a foreign country or if you do business with other countries and you decline drinking with others, that could be considered an insult. So, you know, there's a lot of people that actually wine or a drink is a part of their lifestyle. It's a part of, you know, their way of relaxing. It's a part of their way of doing business. It's just something they've always done. Some people for religious reasons have wine. Like I said, unfortunately, as a doctor and in the medical profession, I'm sorry, we're getting some weird sounds. I apologize if you guys are getting any weird sounds. As a medical provider, you know, we can't say, okay, you can drink alcohol. Now, the NIAAA, the National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism, not that I'm saying you are an alcoholic or anything, but they have a very good sight on what medications do what with alcohol. So, for example, allergy medicines like your Allegra, Claritin, Benadryl, Sudafed, Triamic, Tylenol, Zyrtec, if you mix with alcohol, it'll probably increase drowsiness, increase dizziness, and there could be a chance for increase in overdose, it says. If you take nitroglycerin for angina and you drink alcohol, you could get rapid heartbeat. You could get changes in blood pressure, dizziness, fainting. See, you see, it's unpredictable. It's unpredictable what could happen if you drink alcohol with your medication. That's why we can't say one drink, you'll be fine. You know, when I was talking about sleeping medication on the plane when you're going to New Zealand, I can't tell you you'll be okay having a drink on the plane and taking the sleeping medication. I can't tell you you'll be fine. I can't. Because it's so unpredictable. And let's say you take anxiety medications like the benzodiazepines, like Valium, Xanax, Paxil, Librium. Well, Paxil's an SSRI. Klonopin, Ativan, Kava. That could cause liver damage. It could cause drowsiness, dizziness, slowed or difficult breathing, impaired motor control, memory problems. Let's say you take arthritis medication, Celebrex, Naprosyn, Voltaren. Those medications, if you drink, you could get bleeding in the stomach, ulcers, liver problems. If you take Coumadin, any of you on warfarin or Coumadin for blood clots, right, or a heart attack or stroke, it could actually cause internal bleeding. It could increase your chance of bleeding, or it could not work, not thin your blood, and you could get blood clots, strokes, or heart attacks. So it could actually make your Coumadin, it could basically make it impotent where it doesn't work, ineffective. Let's say you take medicine for coughs, like Robitussin, Desilin, etc. Again, if you drink alcohol, that could cause overdose, drowsiness, dizziness, depression medicines. Elavil, Lexapro, Paxil, Prozac, etc. Again, dizziness. It can actually make you suicidal. Drinking alcohol with your antidepressants, even St. John's Wort. You could be taking St. John's Wort. You could have increased feelings of depression, possible suicide. I mean, unpredictability. If you're diabetic, those of you taking Glucophage, Glyburide, it could actually cause abnormal sugar levels. It could make your sugar go up, or it could cause you to have low blood sugar. You could, you could faint. You could be flushed, nausea, vomiting, rapid heartbeat. Again, you don't want to mess with it. If you have an enlarged prostate and you're taking Flomax, Hytrin, Cardura, Prazosin, Terazosin, again, you could get dizzy. You could faint. You could faint if you're drinking alcohol. If you're taking heartburn medications, we were just talking about heartburn. First of all, if you have heartburn, you shouldn't be drinking because alcohol is going to give you heartburn. But if you have any heartburn, you take Tagamet or Zantac, Reglan, Axid, again, it could start messing with the heart. It could, you know, you could have a rapid heartbeat, changes in your blood pressure, and, of course, it could attenuate and exaggerate the alcohol effect. If you're on any high blood pressure medicine, Lotensin, Lopressor, Hytrin, Cozar, Acupril, Cardura, Catapress, you could actually get an arrhythmia. You could get a dangerous, life-threatening arrhythmia where your heart has an abnormal heartbeat, faint, drowsiness, dizziness, etc. Okay, now at the cholesterol medications, to answer your question, cholesterol medications, your Niaspan, Niacin, Pravacol, Zocor, Crestor, Lipitor, any of them, liver damage. All right, we already know your liver's sensitive when you take these medications, but you could actually, any of these could cause liver damage if it's with alcohol. You could get more flushing and itching with the niacin. You could even bleed. Pravacol and aspirin, maybe you guys taking a baby aspirin. With the Pravacol, you could actually have stomach bleeding. Now, let's say you're taking an antibiotic. People always go, can I drink with my antibiotic? You know, I'm going out this weekend. Again, I say no. You know, whether it's a yeast, anti-yeast medicine, antibiotic, etc., you could have abnormal heartbeat, again, stomach pain, stomach upset, liver damage, especially with the antifungals, change in blood pressure. Let's say you're taking muscle relaxants. I always say never, never mix alcohol with your muscle relaxants, like Flexeril and Soma, because Flexeril and Soma relaxes a muscle. You could actually get a seizure. You could get seizures if you drink alcohol while taking those medications, making dizzy, drowsiness, of course, increased risk of overdose, difficulty breathing, lower your breathing, inability to, you know, control your motor movements. Scary stuff, people. Okay. If you drink while taking anti-nausea medicine, same thing, more risk. Sorry about that, guys. I don't know what that sound is. More risk of overdose, dizziness, etc. Pain medicines. You got to be very, very careful. Very careful with pain medicines. Advil, Aleve, Excedrin, Motrin, Tylenol, Ibuprofen, Naproxen, Aspirin, etc. You could get bleeding and ulcers. It could accentuate the medicine. It could irritate the stomach lining. Remember, alcohol irritates your stomach lining. So if you're taking these medications that already put you at risk for stomach bleeding, you're going to just increase the risk. Liver damage, if you're taking Tylenol or acetaminophen while drinking, that could destroy the liver. And, of course, it can mess with your heartbeat. Seizure medication, don't even mess with it. Don't mess. If you're taking seizure medication, don't drink because it can increase your risk of seizures. If you're taking any pain medicines, do never want to mix pain medicines, just like the benzodiazepines or the muscle relaxants. You never want to mix those with alcohol. Difficulty breathing, memory problems, drowsiness, dizziness, etc. And then we get to the sleeping agents. Very, very bad. Your Ambien, Lunesta, Temazepam, Restoril, Unisom, even herbal like lavender, valerian root. You can accentuate the dizziness and the drowsiness, difficulty breathing. You know, we've talked about overdose on the show a lot. And we think that if somebody overdosed, it's because they, you know, popped 10 pills or, you know, they guzzled a case of beer while popping the 10 pills. Sometimes an overdose is just one or two pills of a medication. But for that body, it was too much. Why? Because the alcohol accentuated it or some other medicine. And so it's, you just don't know. You have no idea how much Tylenol your body can handle. That's why I get so upset when I see people taking pain medicines that are attached to, like Lortab or Vicodin. It's attached to 500 milligrams of Tylenol, the pain component, the hydrocodone. So some of you out there taking 8 to 10, let's say some of you out there are taking 10 Vicodin a day. 10 Vicodin a day at 500 milligrams of Tylenol per pill, you're taking 5 grams. 5 grams of Tylenol a day. That's going to eat up your liver. All right, guys, great show. Thank you all for your emails. Sorry if I couldn't get to them all. We'll be back tomorrow with more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Keep calling in with your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. You all be safe. Bye-bye.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.